Hello again, this is Samuel, and this is another free session with Singorama. In this session, I thought we should talk a little bit about how to sing in a choir. But as always, let's start with an exercise. So let's do a classic. I don't know any vocal coach that do not use this exercise. It is the brrrr sound. You know, maybe when you were little, you used to play with cars and you went brrrr, brrrr, stuff like that. So you basically put your lips together, not too tight, and you go brrrr. For some people, this is a little bit difficult in the beginning, but don't give up. You will get it by trying it many times. So what's so good about brrrr, you might ask? Well, there are many reasons, but one reason is that when we sing brrrr, normally we don't care too much. And this is excellent, because normally when we sing a song or another exercise, we go, now I'm going to sing, I better sound very good. And we sort of tense up, and it doesn't work very well. But with brrrr, it's like, well, I can do brrrr, it's nothing wrong with that, it's easy, right? So we tend to relax, and this is very good. We sing better, actually. Another really good thing is that when we sing brrrr, we use our support and our airflow correctly. Now see, if you don't, you sound more like this. It doesn't really happen. And that is because there's not enough support and air. So I don't want you to worry too much if you're using it correctly or not. Just try to sound like I do. In a relaxed way. So you see, this exercise is great. It's an all-rounder. It helps you with so many things. And if you do, for example, arpeggios or scales with it, you will also expand your range. So it's a fantastic sound to really open up your voice, relax, and extend your range and your power, because you're using your voice to its full capacity. Okay, so let's go on and try an exercise. Bum, 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 bum. So as always, listen to what I do and try to do the same. Good job! That should have woken up your face a bit. So let's talk about singing in a choir. Singing with other people is really important. I even think it should be a part of your practice if you consider yourself being a serious vocal student. You learn so many things by singing with other people. Apart from having a good time and connecting with other people, you also learn how to listen, how to fit in. And you also have to learn to feel other people so that you sing together. You can't just concentrate on yourself all the time. So, first step, it's really important that you know your material. It's nothing more frustrating than going to a choir practice and nobody knows their stuff. And some people say, well, it all depends on the level of the choir, and sometimes you have to work in the choir. That's true. But I say, forget that. Don't be like everybody else. Get the music. If you don't know how to read music, listen to somebody else. Find it on YouTube. I don't know. Just learn the parts. I guarantee you, you will have such a better time if you know your parts. I mean, that's why you're together, so you can sing together. Not to just practice together over and over and over stuff that nobody knows. Of course, if there is a big choir, you can always listen to your friend that sings the same part as you. But then when you know it, go home and practice really hard so that you know it for the next time. I have sung in many different choirs, I have also led a few, and my opinion is that when you sing in a choir, you are not a soloist anymore. That might sound like duh, but really, you have to remember this. You sing as a unit. If you don't hear the other people, you are not aware of them, and you are probably too loud. You have to sing as a unit, not a soloist, probably a little bit less of vibrato. In my experience, it's extremely satisfying when you feel the whole group is connecting and singing together. Okay, so some people say it's difficult to sing in a choir because they can't hear their own part. They get mixed up with everybody else all the time. I can understand that. But, as always, learn your part. The more you know your part, this will be easier for you. But I will also give you an exercise here to help you with this. First, listen to this.
I will learn my part in the choir, so I will have fun. And
here is the part you will sing. Okay, so the first step is to learn this part really well, so you might want to listen to it a few times. Now let's sing with the rest of the voices, but this time I will raise the volume of your part so it will be easier to sing along. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I will learn my part. So I will have fun.
Okay, let's do this one more time, but this time I will remove your part, so you will have to rely on your own skill and memory. Good luck. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I will learn my part in the choir, so
good job! That might have been a little bit tricky for you. This arrangement wasn't so easy. Most choir arrangements are a little bit easier than that. But I made it a little bit more complicated, so you have a challenge. Okay, I hope you enjoy this. This is it for this free session. I hope I will see you in the next one. And of course, you can always buy the whole program if you really like what you're hearing. Okay, have a good time, keep singing, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.